Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and every week I'll be talking to you about natural approaches to health. Today's topic is mushrooms and fungi. These organisms are fascinating and widely diverse, as some mushrooms would be desirable and even highly rare and sought after, such as truffles from France, whereas undesirable mold are related species. Yet even within that common blue hairy mold that would grow from a neglected piece of food in the back of your fridge can come the life-saving penicillin. So here we come full circle, as when life-saving antibiotics can have the side effects of creating an unpleasant yeast environment in the body. Anyhow, if we return to mushrooms, in the health research field we see much work has been done on studying certain medicinal mushrooms, especially as they relate to improving the function of the immune system. Two of these, shiitake and maitake, have long been prized in Japan for both their flavor in cooking and their medicinal benefits. These mushrooms are, for instance, being studied as anti-cancer therapies, having direct tumor-inhibiting effects with little toxicity to normal cells, perhaps by stimulating the white blood cells. Many mushrooms are thought to extend the longevity of healthy cells, increase blood flow, lower cholesterol levels, and improve liver and kidney function. Last year, I was lucky enough to find a large maitake mushroom at the base of a tree while hiking, which I took home, dried, and have been enjoying and cooking ever since. Another side to some mushrooms is their psychedelic or mind-altering effects, as well as their ability to be lethal to humans when ingested by being misidentified. Some of these, such as Amanita species with the nickname of death cap, are self-explanatory. Homeopathically, remedies such as agaricus, a mushroom, have long been used for neurological problems such as convulsions. People who could benefit from these homeopathic remedies may have a preoccupation with death or gothic things, have a great fearless attitude in general, or have a lazy, dull state alternating with light cheerfulness. Well, this was Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.